Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and we are in the thick of Christmas season. I know sometimes this week feels like the hustle bustle week, that we are freaking because maybe a present didn't come in when it was supposed to, or we forgot this or that. And so I just want to take a minute just to breathe this week, that we don't have to have these expectations, that we have to make everything magical and perfect, that we just get to sit in God's presence. And ultimately, that is enough. And so I encourage you today, I want to read a prayer over us from one of my favorite books, Every Moment Holy. I've done a few different interviews with the Every Moment Holy ambassadors and also authors. I'll link it in our show notes. But I love these liturgies, and liturgies are just prayers. They're just prayers to help us have our heart be in the right place and our mind be in the right place. And so I pray this over you today. Maybe it's where you need to go on a walk or just sit, close your eyes as I read this over you, do a deep cleansing breath where we really soak in what Christmas is all about. And I pray that this brings you peace in the busiest week of our Christmas season. As we prepare our house for the coming Christmas season, we would also prepare our hearts for the returning Christ. You came once for your people, O Lord, and you will come again for us. Though there was no room at the inn to receive you upon your first arrival, we would prepare you room here in our hearts and here in our home, Lord Christ. As we decorate and celebrate, we do so to mark the memory of your redemptive movement into our broken world, O God. Our glittering ornaments and Christmas trees, our festive carols, our sumptuous feasts, by these small tokens, we affirm that something amazing has happened in time and space. That God, on a particular night, in a particular place, so many years ago, was born to us an infant king, our Prince of Peace. Our wreaths and ribbons and colored lights, our giving of gifts, our parties with friends, they have never been ends in themselves. They are but small ways in which we repeat that sounding joy first proclaimed by angels in the skies near Bethlehem. In view of such great tidings of love announced to us and to all people, how can we not be moved to praise and celebration in this Christmas season? As we decorate our tree and as we feast and laugh and sing together, we are rehearsing our coming joy. We are making ready to receive the one who has already, with open arms, received us. We would prepare you room here in our hearts and here in our home, Lord Christ. Now we celebrate your first coming, Emmanuel, even as long as we long for your return. O Prince of Peace, our elder brother, return soon. We miss you so. Amen. I hope that just gives you a little glimpse into the Christmas season, what it's about. And I pray peace over your week, that you would be able to experience just the love of God for you and your family, and that it would be just a space that you can live in, and that it gives you encouragement and inspiration. Has this podcast impacted your life? You're not alone. This podcast is part of the Christian Parenting Podcast Network of 37 total shows that reach hundreds of thousands of other parents just like you. We are so honored to be a part of their network. They provide digital and printed resources, encouragement that is rooted in biblical truth, and they have an entire network of faith-based podcasts just for families, including this one. But as you know, creating resources and running podcasts, it's not free. And so as a donor-based ministry, Christian Parenting relies on generous donors just like you to continue to make podcasts like mine happen. So if you love this podcast, and I hope you do, would you consider giving a year-end gift to Christian Parenting? We are seeking to raise $23,661 by December 31st so that we can continue to produce the podcast and reach even more parents in 2024. Every gift matters and every gift makes a difference. You can give your best gift by December 31st to help end the year strong and reach our goal. Give today at cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. We love you guys so much. I love the Christmas season, and I hope you are able to truly experience its presence this year. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a wonderful season and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks so much for being love and doing good in your families and in your communities. See you next week. Don't want